This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Perriello is the congressman representing Virginia's 5th District in the U.S. House of Representatives. He joins us live on the line from Washington. My mistake, Congressman. I thought you were going to be live in studio. My bad.
Well, I look better from a distance, so glad to be here on the show with you.
Thank you for joining us. Three letters, AIG. Give us the scoop.
Well, this is a pretty big day, actually. If you had told me a week ago that the group of us trying to block these bonuses would have been able to pull it off, I would have told you it was a long shot. But I think it tells you just how far the public has gone in terms of very justified outrage that we were able to pull this off and block the bonuses, or effectively blocked them by putting the 90% tax rate on them today. It ended up being widely bipartisan. And I really think this is more than just a chance to block these particular bonuses. It's really, I think, a shift from appeasing a lot of the mistakes and bad decisions that have been made on Wall Street to going from appeasement to accountability. And most of the folks I know, including most of the money managers I know, are fed up that the bad decisions and highly high leverage and everything else of a few people in the market have put everybody's savings at risk, and particularly with our seniors so hard hit by this. So I think this was an important step to protect taxpayers, and also hopefully the beginning of a new direction of accountability on this.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. Another bill, of course, now at work in the Senate, and they're debating that and talking about that. But this bill passed today in the House, the 90% tax directed towards those folks who got those bonuses. We also learned that I think it was an investigation in one of the House subcommittees that other banks who got bonus, stimulus money or bailout money, I should say, also gave out bonuses. And it turns out a lot of those banks haven't even paid their taxes, like $200 million in taxes that they owe.
It's just outrageous. I think that any assumption that there can be self-regulation or that a basic sense of decency will win the day has just been proven wrong. I'm a pretty polite guy, but I had some folks from representing some of these groups in my office the other day, and there was no sense of regret or remorse, no attempt to come up with a creative solution. These people just don't get it. They don't get the memo, and they seem to still be in a mindset of trying to get every last nickel they can out of the situation when our entire economy is in free fall. But, you know, there are serious people trying to think about this in the private sector as well as up here in Washington, and I think what we're going to see is a smart accountability regime. Part of what the market needs right now is certainty. So it's not just a matter of trying to find the perfect accountability structure, but simply trying to make some decisions. And I think Secretary Geithner has been too slow on that. I think we need to get moving forward on this so that investments can move forward. Right now, a lot of private investment isn't moving forward because people know the government has been paying a premium, and people are waiting to try to get that. As a friend of mine said, it's like going out of business sale where everything's 90% off and going in and saying, no, I'd really like to pay the full original price. And that's how we've been handling this. That's why I oppose the TARP legislation and funding. And I think, again, the people who've said, look, we just have no choice, we just have no choice, I think that argument has run out. And those of us who said the key here is to fix the underlying problem of needing more accountability, and that's part of what private investment needs is the certainty and predictability to get things moving again. So hopefully this is a big step in that direction.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, Congressman, represents Virginia's 5th District here in Central and Southside Virginia. We're honored to have him live on the program. So what's the next step, you think? I've heard some folks say that a tax on specific individuals might not be constitutional, that there could be some constitutionality. Would they even have the dare to fight this, I wonder?
Bring it on, in a sense. I mean, if you want to put your name down as one of the people, they actually were concerned about efforts to list publicly because of threats against those people who have put everyone's retirement savings at risk. I think the situation here is obviously meant to be one that prevents these people from having the audacity to take those bonuses at this point. And I think it's important for people to understand these were not meritocratic bonuses. This was not a reward for doing well. These were bonus structures set up just to get around the existing tax code so that you give people a low base salary. Again, I've talked to a bunch of people who are money managers and in the private sector who said, I'd never set up my incentive structure this way. It practically rewards failure, or at least builds into it an inertia. And I think what we need is to make sure that we're getting true market principles out there that reward winners and stop bailing out the people who made the worst decisions. And as you said, a lot of this money that we haven't yet made a move to recoup was going to the very subcontractors and lenders and others who were making the worst decisions. And that's that going out of business scenario where we were paying full price for stuff that was worth a tenth of the value. So, you know, I think with the bonuses, hopefully this will close the loop on that, but there are more important things to take on. I mean, we have to look at the credit default swaps, the mark-to-market, their whole set of issues that need to be tackled before I think we're going to see the kind of lending flow again that it's going to take to get this market going. And I think right now what we need is to have everyone's best ideas on the table, and I think there is, again, that interest right now in getting to certainty. And I think that those are going to be the priorities for the next little bit.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, a congressman representing Virginia's 5th District. Give us a snapshot, if you can, of the stimulus package and its effect here in Virginia, and what bring us up to date on that.
Well, I think the stimulus package or the recovery package, I don't care what you call it, was an important effort. It was a five-week intensive experience to put that together to deal with the $2 trillion contraction in the national economy and the daily loss of 24,000 jobs here in America. And as is always the case, I think the private sector is going to have to do the bulk of it, but we figured, you know, somewhere between 30 or 40% of that contraction needed to be filled by the spender of last resort in this case. And I think what we're seeing is it's already had an enormous impact. We've talked before about the impact on education. There were schools that were on the chopping block, teachers, and over $6 million will be going to Albemarle and Charlottesville schools. But there's also, you know, $144,000 in community development block grants, nearly $800,000 for greening public housing that will save us money over time because of efficiency gains, about $230,000 for Charlottesville law enforcement, and over $100,000 for Albemarle County law enforcement. And the hope is that this will make it easier for the localities to make decisions of maybe not having to raise taxes or put as many cuts in place. I'll leave those decisions to them. But, you know, this was a situation where our states and localities were in a crunch, and this was something of the scale necessary to help them, and most importantly, families. It was the largest middle-class tax cut in American history. It was small business tax cuts, and it was spending in some crucial areas. So I think the recovery package, people have, after all the hoopla, faded a little bit, and people saw the details, realized that this was not something particularly fancy. It was just a set of common-sense ideas that could help us prevent, you know, this recession from turning into a depression, and that's the primary objective right now.
My guest is Congressman Tom Perriello. Tell us about this national service legislation.
Well, it was a nice bipartisan effort this week. I think you know, there's such a deep desire to serve among Americans of all ages, and sometimes programs really end up primarily helping fairly well-to-do kids, you know, late in college, say. And this service bill is really trying to enable and help support, with stipends and training and other things, senior citizens who want to be volunteers in the community, returning veterans who want to come and become great community servants, high school students who want to do it during the summer. It's one of the largest expansions of the call to national service that we've had in a generation. And there was bipartisan support for this in the House and Senate. I was a big advocate for this. As you know, I come out of the nonprofit sector, and we've made community service a big part of our family and our team here. And we spoke to that on the steps of the Capitol this week, and surrounded by hundreds of volunteers from around the country. And I think not only do Americans always step up on service, but particularly when we have a moment of national crisis, that call to service begins to crescendo, and I think we have that right now. So And interestingly, one of the groups that's most involved in this right now are displaced workers, people who don't have jobs and want to spend that time not only maybe taking a community college course or looking for work, but also figuring out how they can volunteer in the community. And this is a great program for helping to answer that call to service.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. Also, as well, update us about the I don't want to call it a fight, but it was certainly a political disagreement with the Obama White House that you and others had in the House regarding our veterans.
Yeah, there was an initiative that the administration introduced into its budget that suggested they were going to require veterans to pay or go through a private insurance company rather than the VA for certain of their war-related injuries or combat-related injuries. And this was something that the veterans groups were immediately on top of, and on the Veterans Affairs Committee, we got wind of this right away and immediately joined together. We got a bipartisan group, about 80 of us, to sign a letter to the administration saying this absolutely has to be taken out of the budget. This is the top priority for our veterans. We owe this to them, and the administration responded last night and yanked the proposal. So I think this was an important way for us to live up to the covenant we've made to our veterans. And I think just like with the bonus issue today, you're seeing a bipartisan response on a short time scale that is a very new attitude in Congress, to see a problem, get out there on it, and produce a result that quickly. So even if on the big issues like the recovery package, the old partisanship is here, the partisan games are here, on these specific issues we really are able to see a new attitude, and I think that's what our veterans deserve and frankly what all of our taxpayers deserve.
And that is one of the, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves, that's one of the tenets that you ran on, that your campaign was based on, is sort of getting beyond right, left, liberal, conservative. You know, you represent a new generation of Americans who are so fed up with that and just want to see solutions to problems, period.
That's right. And I think, you know, there have been some frustrations in implementing that up here and some real successes. And I think that's a couple examples this week. Again, with the AIG situation, I think there were a lot in leadership and frankly in the Treasury Department who have not been eager for us to do this. And I think still don't quite get the crisis that we're in and the outrage that's there. So I think this is an example of doing exactly what we said, which is, you know, joining with anyone. I actually voted with the Republicans on their proposal for the bailout for blocking the bonuses too, because, you know, I was willing to, if it was a good idea, if it was a smart strategy for doing it, I could support it. And I think that's the important thing.
We're talking with Congressman Tom Perriello. Give us your thoughts. We learned recently that former Congressman of the 5th District, Virgil Goud, had filed papers possibly to run again for his old seat, which would mean a possible rematch. Nothing has been announced, but filing those papers is always an interesting sign in politics.
I don't have any real thoughts about that. You know, I've got a job to do here. I'm going to focus on doing it. And frankly, with the number of people losing their jobs in the district, I'm more interested in figuring out how to protect their job than mine. But I think, you know, people get sick of the perpetual campaign, and I'm going to try to focus on getting things done up here.
Congressman Tom Perriello, before we let you go, I want to join with others in expressing sympathies for the recent loss of your father, a physician who served this community for many years with terrific honor and talent and compassion, and a man who touched so many lives. He is definitely missed, and our thoughts and our prayers go out to you and your family.
Thank you, Coy. It's been a brutal month and came out of nowhere, but the outpouring from the community has just been overwhelming, and it has been some comfort. We had over 1,000 people come to the funeral and wake. So many people sent cards, so many patients whose lives he touched, and he is as great and decent a man as I've ever known, and it'll be a long time getting over it. But my mom in particular, I hope people keep her in their prayers, and it just means a lot that the community let us know how much he meant to them, because we know how much he meant to us. So thank you for your thoughts on
Absolutely. That. Tom Perriello, serving the citizens here in Virginia's 5th District as a representative in the U.S. House of Representatives in Washington. Congressman Perriello, always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.